Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And also Rusty Melberg, the chief meteorologist at Fox 21 News. Hi, Rusty.
Hi, Robin.
So, Rusty, it snowed out there, right? But how bad was it? And I bet you're going to tell us it depended on where we were.
Well, that's always the case when we get these storm systems, because all you need is a matter of, say, 5 miles, and it can be a whole lot of difference. I mean, I just saw a tweet Thursday from the National Weather Service in Duluth basically saying there was one spot near the lake that got 6.5 inches north of Duluth. Go up a few miles up the cliff, and they got over 2 feet. So quite the range, especially when you live near the big lake. But Finland looks to be the big winner out of the Northland at 29 inches. Officially, National Weather Service in Duluth had just under 23 inches, give or take a few tenths here. But many of us in the Northland definitely getting over a foot when it came to the two-day total, when those two rounds of wet, heavy snow came through. Even on the lower end, International Falls, just under 10 inches. Guile getting around 7 inches. Ashland, 11 inches. And I think I saw a similar report for Superior itself. So pretty decent snowfall when you think about what we get this time of year.
Mm-hmm. We're recording this late on Thursday, so by the time we're airing on Friday morning and evening, are we going to be walloped again?
Not as bad. The low pressure center is still going to be hanging around us. It's got cut off from the jet stream, so still going to be hanging around, but it isn't going to have as much moisture as the past few days. So the good news is that if we do see anything more, it's going to be a lot lighter snow and maybe just a couple of inches. Nothing too hard to scrape off compared to the waterlogged snow that I had to deal with on Superior's east side earlier.
And Rick, I understand you had to dig out quite a bit and a little bit of a power loss, or a lot of a power loss. If it's gone, it's all gone. But how well a city gets rid of its snow has determined some political fates in the past. But Mayor Emily Larson is optimistic enough to be looking toward a third term.
Yes, she is, Robin. On Tuesday, Mayor Emily Larson formally announced her intention to seek a third term, leading the city of Duluth. She laid out a laundry list of projects still in progress or yet to begin, including plans for a new library with community, health, and workforce services within it. Larson also called for the redevelopment of the Pastorette Terrace, formerly home to the Cozy Bar and Apartments, the Lot D waterfront site, the Atlas Industrial Park, the former Kmart in Spirit Valley, and the former site of Central High School in Duluth Hillside. Larson became Duluth's first female mayor when she was elected in November 2015 with nearly 72% of the vote over Chuck Horton. She then won a second term with close to 64% of the vote over David Knoll. If Larson's bid for another term proved successful, she would join the ranks of Duluth's longest-serving mayors, including John Fito and Gary Doty, who both held the office for 12 years, and Samuel Snively, who remained at the city's helm for an unmatched duration of 16 years. The mayor pointed to economic progress the city has made, including the record number of building permits Duluth issued in 2021, representing the $500 million of new investment. Larson noted the establishment of a street plan supported by a dedicated sales tax under her leadership as well, which has resulted in repairs to 14 to 17 miles of local street annually, as compared with 2 miles of repairs per year done before she took office. She also discussed ongoing efforts to address the city's need for more affordable housing, as well as pointing to the creation of a $16 million housing trust fund. When asked if she had grander political ambitions serving at the state and congressional level, Larson responded, "This is a job I ran for. This is a job I'm committed to doing. And I'm actually not convinced a bigger job is a better job."
Well, on the Superior side, Mayor Jim Payne has already announced his reelection bid. But what's going on the bridge connecting the two candidates?
Minnesota and Wisconsin transportation officials have narrowed the options to replace the Blatnik Bridge as they move into the environmental assessment stage of the project. Officials from the state transportation departments presented those options during the sixth public meeting on the project Tuesday at the Superior Public Library. The goal is to present the preferred alternative to the public in the fall of 2023, before the bridge moves into the preliminary design phase. The options that remain would utilize the existing bridge's alignment for construction or would call for building the new bridge west of the existing bridge. That option would have landings in Duluth and Superior veering to where they land now. Officials say the advantage of using the existing alignment is the currently unfunded project could be done in phases, and the construction would take only about 5 years. But it still would impact a business on Connors Point, and once construction begins, the bridge would be closed for the duration. The west existing alignment could take up to 2 more years to construct. The portions of it would be built while the Blatnik Bridge remains open to traffic. The estimated closure time would be reduced by 1.5 years. Construction could begin as early as 2026 or 2027. Transportation officials in both states have applied for a $900 million competitive grant for the new bridge, which could cover about half the cost of the $1.8 billion project if awarded.
All right. Well, finally, Washington averted a railroad strike a little while ago, but the workers, which include a sizable number locally, aren't completely satisfied.
No, they are not. Railroad workers are continuing their demand for paid sick days. The Sheet Metal Air Rail Transportation Union, also known as SMART, held an informal picket near the rail yard on Rice's Point on Tuesday afternoon. It was many of similar events the union, which represents conductors, engineers, and yard masters, held across the country, urging the Biden administration to an executive order granting 7 days of annual paid sick leave for railroad workers. Earlier this month, President Joe Biden signed a bill that forced a labor agreement between the unions and railroad companies and made a strike illegal. Now, while it averted a strike that would have started December 9 and severely damaged the economy, railroad workers were left without any paid sick leave, one of their top demands. But they are now hopeful that the Biden administration could require the sick days through executive order. Last week, more than 70 members of Congress signed a letter urging Biden to take executive action and require paid sick days for rail workers. The letter pointed to former President Barack Obama's 2015 executive order that established paid sick leave for federal contractors. The letter also said that even though the federal government has hundreds of contracts with freight rail carriers, the 2015 order was not extended to them. White House spokesperson said that expanding paid sick leave access is a priority for President Biden and that he's pressed proposals to advance the cause of paid leave for all workers throughout his 2 years in office, and he'll continue to do so.
We've been joined by Rick Lovers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
And by Rusty Melberg, chief meteorologist at Fox 21 News. Thank you, Rusty.
Pleasure to be on.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WBR.org, DuluthNewsTribune.com, and Fox21Online.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with more of the music of Scarlet Woods. Stay safe, everyone.
Still little bird, red open wings, sweet in a dream, in flying high. Stay. Rosy cheeks lie next to me, short, shallow breath, leaving the land.